Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, The Lord in the Heart, Text 23. Yogeshwaranam Gatim Ahur Antar Bahis Tri Lokya Paraman Pavanantar Atmanam na karma bis tam gatim apnubanti vidya tapo yoga samadhi bhajam yogeshwaranam gati Gati Mahur Antar Bahi Sri Lokya Pavanantar Atmanam Nakarma Bhistam Gati Mapnuvanti Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Yogeshwaranam Gati Mahur Antar Bahi Sri Lokya Pavanantar Atmanam Nakarmabir Tam Gati Mapnuvanti Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Yogeshwaranam Gati Mahur Antar Bahi Sri Lokya Pavanantar Atmanam Nakarma Bhistam Gati Mapnuvanti Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Yogeshwaranam Gati Maharantar Vaisi Lokya Pavanantaramanam Karmavistam Gati Mapnavanti Yatapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Vishwanam Gati Mantarantar Bahishi Lokya Pavanantaramanam Dakarma Mistam Gati Mapnivanti Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Vaishnavis Yogeshwaram Mantar Bahishti Lokya Pavanantaratmanam Nakarma Bhistam Gati Mapnavanti Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam Vishwaram Vyadrantar. The karma vitam gatim apnavanti. Yoga Ishvaranam, of the great saints and devotees. Gatim, destination. Ahu, it is said. Antaha, within. Bahi, without. Trilokaha, of the three planetary systems. Pavana antaha, within the air. Atmanam, of the subtle body. Na, never. Karma bihi, by fruit of activities. Tam, that. Gatim, speed. Apnivanti, achieve. Vidya, devotional service. Tapaha, austerities. Yoga, mystic power. Samadhi, knowledge. Bhajam, of those who entertain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The transcendentalists are concerned with the spiritual body. As such, by the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power, and transcendental knowledge, their movements are unrestricted within and beyond the material worlds. The fruit of workers, or the gross materialists, can never move in such an unrestricted manner. Purport. The materialistic scientists endeavor to reach other planets by mechanical vehicles is only a futile attempt. One can, however, reach heavenly planets by virtuous activities, but one can never expect to go beyond Swarga or Janaloka by such mechanical or materialistic activities, either gross or subtle. The transcendentalists, who have nothing to do with the gross material body, can move anywhere within or beyond the material worlds. Within the material worlds, they move in the planetary systems of the Mahar, Jana, Tapas, and Satya Loka. And beyond the material worlds, they can move in the Vaikunthas as unrestricted spacemen. Narada Muni is one of the examples of such spacemen, and Durvasa Muni is one of such mystics. By the strength of devotional service, austerities, mystic powers, and transcendental knowledge, everyone can move like Narada Muni or Durvasa Muni. It is said that Durvasa Muni traveled throughout the entirety of material space and part of spiritual space within 1 year only. The speed of the transcendentalists can never be attained by the gross or subtle materialist. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning Narada Muni, and he's calling him a spaceman. In other words, he can travel anywhere within the material and spiritual worlds. So, if we want to travel, you know, we have to make some endeavor. You know, we may travel to India to visit the sacred places like Mayapur or Vrindavan. And to do so, we have to make use of mechanical airplanes, you know, that are operated by the airline companies. And we have to have, if we're going to go, not only enough money to pay for a ticket, we also have to have the proper visa to be allowed to enter the country that we're going to. And we also have to have the proper identification to get on the plane and go through security at, you know, the place where we're starting our journey. So in order to travel from one place to another, you know, even on this planet, there are so many qualifications, you know, that we have to meet. So what to speak of journeys to other planets? So there, again, you have to have, you know, the proper authorization, the proper qualification, the proper resources in order to do that. So, the material scientists, as Srila Prabhupada is indicating, have a big desire to show that they can, by their mechanical methods, reach other planets. And in the Vedic times, also, there were people who traveled from planet to planet with the aid of mechanical devices. Of course, they involved a more subtle technology than we use today when we make, you know, our aircraft. You know, they had vimanas, you know, which are spacecraft. The demigods and sages, sometimes they made use of these vimanas. Like, you know, when, you know, the demigods and sages came to witness Krishna's pastimes, like the rasa dance, they came from their higher planets by means of vimanas, gathered around and observed what was happening. So, but there were other personalities like Narada Muni and others who were able to travel from planet to planet within this material universe without the aid of such devices like Vimanas. They were able just to do it by their own transcendental powers. And not only that, you know, they could not only travel anywhere within the material universes, the material universe, they could go through the shells of the material universe and go to the spiritual sky and visit the Vaikuntha planets or even up to Goloka, Vrindavan. You know, they could do that. So within the material universe, there was also another way that people could travel from planet to planet, but it involved the journey being interrupted by death and in the next life go to another planet. So there were Vedic rituals, ceremonial sacrifices that if performed properly by a qualified person, that it would enable them to take their next birth on a heavenly planet and enjoy heavenly delights. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna warns, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punarvartana Arjuna, tells Arjuna, Don't be misled by that, because from the highest material planet to the lowest, all are places of misery. Anityam asukam lokam. They're not eternal, and they are not full of happiness. They are abodes of different kinds of miseries. Janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosh anudarshanam. An intelligent person will see that any position within the material world is temporary and mixed with different kinds of suffering, principally birth, death, old age, and disease. But as I said, there were those who wanted to make these journeys, so they had to be properly qualified. In terms of the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Urdvam gacchanti sattvashto madhye tishtanti rajasa jagunya gunavritti sta adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those in the mode of goodness, they're qualified to make that journey to higher material planets. Those who are more in the rajaguna, the mode of passion, they remain on the earthly planet or similar planets in human bodies. And then those who are more in the mode of ignorance, tamaguna, they go down into lower than human species or lower than terrestrial planets. You know, there are lower planetary systems in the Vedic cosmos. But all of these places, from Satyaloka or Brahmaloka, the highest material planet, down to the lowest material planet, they're all places of misery. They're temporary. So, the, you know, Srila Prabhupada translates the first line here, the transcendentalists are concerned with the spiritual body. And the spiritual body is meant to exist in the spiritual world. So there is a spiritual world, and we do have an original spiritual body. So we may ask, why aren't we there then? And it's because at the present moment, because of our misuse of free will, we aren't qualified to enter that spiritual world. And what is the nature of that misuse of our free will? Krishna Bahir Mukahana Boga Vanchakare Nikatashta Mayatari Japati Atare. Krishna Bahir Mukha. We have turned our face from Krishna to ourselves. Boga Vancha. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. So, when we turn from Krishna, this verse from the Prema Vivarta says, Maya is there, the material energy is there to welcome us into the material world where we must undergo birth, death, old age, and disease. So, you could say that the material world is a place of quarantine where we're put until we can recover from the disease that we've contracted. Now, I don't intend to make light of the seriousness of, you know, the coronavirus and, you know, the attempts that are being made on all different levels of society, including our society, ISKCON, to try to control the spread of that virus, of that disease. But we also have to consider at the same time, you know, there are different levels of causation. You know, there are proximate causes and there are ultimate causes for our dilemma. So you could say at one level that, you know, the proximate cause of the suffering people are concerned about, afraid of getting involved in, is the coronavirus. So there has to be some vaccination, some cure, something. But a thoughtful person, while understanding all of that, can ask, well, what is the ultimate root cause of the difficulties that we encounter in life in the material world? And what is the cure, the ultimate cure? So we should be interested in these things, not, you know, to minimize the attempts to deal with the symptoms and the proximate causes. That's also very important, needs to be done. But it's also a good idea to contemplate what the ultimate causes of the dilemma that we find ourselves in it might be. So, in, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures, we're being given information that tells us, well, that this is the nature of the place that we are in, that it is a place where there is birth, death, old age, and yes, disease. And in that sense, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say that our temples are like hospitals for curing people who have come down with the disease of material consciousness. So you could say that's the virus that we've all been infected with. And we're in quarantine until we can become free from that virus. And it requires a diet and a treatment. And Srila Prabhupada said, the diet is prasadam, and the treatment is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So, ultimately, the ultimate cure for the coronavirus and every other problem that we are inevitably going to have to confront in the material world is to go back home, back to Godhead. So sometimes, you know, we have to give some attention to these ultimate causes and ultimate cures, while not minimizing or ignoring the proximate causes and more immediate solutions and remedies to the difficulties that people have to confront. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Sure.
Thank you for giving such a wonderful class. You were speaking about the three modes of nature, sattva, raja, and tamas, and the different ideas of sattva being like a heavenly planet, rajas being that of the earth, and tamas being of the lower planets. But we have this disease that we have of this consciousness or this material body. So we chant to Krishna to one day get out of this quarantine and go back to the spiritual world?
Yes, that is what we should do. The material world is here for two purposes. We can, you know, when we're here in the material world, and material bodies, we can use them to get more and more deeply involved in exploiting the resources of the material energy for our own pleasure and satisfaction in competition with others who are also doing the same thing. That's one option, and that's the option that most souls take. But we also have the option of restoring our original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. We have an opportunity to reform our consciousness. So Krishna comes to this world himself to give that opportunity to the conditioned souls. He sends his qualified representatives and, you know, the different lines of bona fide lines of disciplic succession. He manifests also the Vedic literature. So, you know, we have a choice to make. And everyone makes that choice. So if we make the right choices, and Krishna can help us do that. Tesham sadhav yuktanam bhajati purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. For the sincere person, Krishna will give them the intelligence to come to him. You know, make the proper decisions to get out of this quarantine, back to where we belong. Like so many people were being kept on a ship and Oakland, I think it was, on a cruise ship. You know, they were in quarantine, and they wanted out. So we're under quarantine now. If we want to get out of it, we should take, you know, the opportunity that's being offered to us. Bhrigupati Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. During your class, you were talking about proximate cause and ultimate cause. And my understanding is the ultimate cause is the real cause. Just like, for instance, in the case of Kobe Bryant, you know, the proximate cause was, well, something helicopter malfunctioned and he went down. But the ultimate cause was that was his time. It was like some destiny. He was meant to go. Same thing with, like, Punyanama and the fire and everything. So in the same way, the ultimate cause of this virus is destiny. It's like a global karma that the human race is receiving. So are any of these precautions that we're taking, is it really just a waste of time? Because like in the Bhagavatam, you know, it says, Tashyeva, that verse about how the happiness comes of its own accord, the distress is going to come of its own accord. Why? It's all out of our hands, basically. Rakhe Krishna Madhike, Madhi Krishna Rakhike. Why bother taking all these precautions? It's not going to do anything anyway.
When we're in these material bodies, you know, we have certain responsibilities. You know, for example, and these responsibilities are outlined in the Vedic literature. So, you know, for example, we may find ourselves in the body of a man and a woman who are married and have children in this world. So you could say, well, this body is just temporary. Our bodies are just temporary. And it doesn't make any difference, ultimately, what I do. So I can give up the responsibility for the children and the family and go and do whatever I want for my own sense gratification. And ultimately, it doesn't hurt them. They're spirit souls. They're going to eternally exist. I'm not destroying them. But that's not... You know, you could say, well, the ultimate cause of their suffering isn't that I'm leaving them, it's that they're not in the spiritual world. So you could say like that, but that's not recommended by the Shastras. It's kind of recommended that you follow your duty according to your position that you have in this material world. So... people in responsible positions, they're required to try to minimize the suffering that people undergo. So, okay, Archita has his hand up. I'll let him contribute.
Thank you.
and that will make it easier for people to practice the things that will lead to the ultimate cure. Swavas Prabhu.
Sai Prabhu, thank you for a wonderful class. I'm just reading a purport, and maybe you could shed some light on this. It's like, it says that the transcendentalists have nothing to do with the gross material body and can move anywhere within and beyond, you know, the material worlds. So what does that mean? Does that mean that they still have a material body, or that they've just shed the material body? And is that how they travel?
That's a very good question. I'm trying to think, you know, is Narada Muni's body a spiritual body? Because I think it said that he, at the end of that chapter, you know, at the end of his, in the last kalpa, said he achieved a spiritual form. So at the moment he gave up his material one, the spiritual one manifested. So apparently for Narada Muni, it's a case that doesn't have a material body like the one that we have.
So does that mean that people could see him? Like Durvasa Muni, you know, he was with disciples, and does that mean that he was visibly being able to see him? Because he went all the way to Vaikuntha.
Are we talking about Durvasa?
Yeah, now, well, you know, because it's pretty much the same, right? Durvasa was...
Well, he may be in a different category. Because, you know, Srila Prabhupada kind of also mentions mystic powers here. So, and Durvasa is one of such mystics. So that's, I think, a different category than Narada Muni, as far as I can tell. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.